Shalom to all! Today's daf is Chol Daf Yud Zayin. We are starting about the ninth line with the words by Michael Miflagi, and today's daf is sponsored by Leila Nishmas, Marsh Rem Sarah Basi Yaakov Maisha, Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. So we're in the middle of a discussion. The Brayse said, Lo'olam Shaychtin, and there's Machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, if this is Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Kiva's opinion. According to Rabba, this sheet is Rabbi Shmuel, and it's coming to Matar Basar Taiva, which is a term for meat that's not a carbon. Since in Midbar, Basar Taiva was Asur, and then a Pasuk matters it when the Yidden came to Eretz Yisrael, so one might think that after the Golos, the original Isser is reinstated, Kamash Malon, it's not, and Basar Taiva is still Mutter. Rabbi Yosef argued and said that it's really Rabbi Kiva. According to him, Basar Taiva was always Mutter in the Midbar, and therefore the Chiddush is as follows. In the Midbar, an animal was able to be eaten even with Nechira, which means piercing them without Shechita, whereas in Eretz Yisrael, this was Asurd, and so one might think that with the Golos, the original Heter is reinstated, Kamash Malon, the one must always Shecht. So I think when I ask Michael Miflagi, what's Machloikas? The answer is, Rabbi Kiva, so Rabbi Kiva holds Basar Taiva lo Yitzar Klal, that Basar Taiva was never Asur in the Midbar, and when the Pasuk tells us, B'chal Vasnaf Shechatoicha Basar, that's just telling us that a person should really only eat meat to fill his appetite and not just stam eat and eat. And again, it's not coming to matter basar taiva. Therefore, must be that the other pasuk is coming to say that you have to shecht an animal once you come to Eretz Yisrael and nechira is not permitted. Whereas Rishmol holds basar nechira le'ishri klal, eating meat from an animal that was just pierced without being shechted was never mutter. And therefore, when the pasuk talks about shechita, that's telling us you have to shecht an animal. And therefore, the pasuk about coming into Eretz Yisrael is telling us that you're actually allowed to eat basar taiva. So I'm asking a number of questions. Number one, Bishlam Rishmol, we understand according to Rishmol, that's pshat in the pasuk. It says v'shachet ben habakar, you shall shecht ben bakar, clearly showing that you have to shecht it, and then nechira is not permitted. El Rabbi Kiva, my v'shachat. But according to Rabbi Kiva, what's the lashon of v'shachat? You don't have to shecht an animal in the midbar; nechira is permitted. And the answer is that no. Kachim shani. When we're talking about karbanos, that's different. Even Rabbi Kiva agrees that in the midbar, if you bring a karban, it had to be shechted; it wasn't allowed to be pierced. That was only something that was basar taiva. Then nechira is okay. The Gemara continues asking, Bishlam Rishmol, you understand according to Rishmol, that's why the pasuk says hatsoinu bakar yishachet lahem. This clearly is telling us that shechita is required and nechira is not mutter. El Rabbi Kiva, my hatsoinu bakar yishachet lahem, yinacher lahem yibayalei. According to Rabbi Kiva, why does it use the word yishachet? It should use the word yinacher, because according to him, the pasuk could be talking about basar taiva and not karbanos, and nechira is okay for Rabbi Kiva. So why is it the pasuk says yishachet and not yinacher? And the answer is nechira shalhen zuhi shechitasan. Back in the midbar, doing nechira to an animal is the same thing as shechita, and therefore the pasuk uses the word shechita, which is understood really in the more general sense that this is something you should do to an animal in order to be able to eat it, but it's not specifically referring to the act of shechita, cutting its neck with a knife. It could be referring to nechira as well. The Gemara continues asking, Bishlam Rabbi Shmuel, this will go to Kuntur Bishmal. That's why we have a Mishnah that tells us, Hashoichet v'nesnavel biyadai, if a person shechts an animal and it becomes nevela, he made a mistake, maybe there's a problem with the knife, something like that, or v'hanoicher, if he pierced it, v'ma'aker, if he tore the simonim, patim l'chasas, he doesn't have to cover the blood. That was referring to the mitzvah of kisui hadam, which we're going to be talking about later on in the Masechta. The general idea is that the pasuk tells us if a person shechts either a bird or a chaya, which is a wild animal, a non-domesticated animal, such as a deer, there's a chiv of kisui hadam, he has to cover the blood. So this Mishnah tells us that if a person messed up the shechita, or he did nechira, he does not have to cover the blood. So this makes sense in Shechitas Rabbi Shmuel, then nechira is not permitted anyway. So basically, this animal wasn't done properly, so therefore there's no chiv to cover the blood. El Rabbi Kiva, amai patim l'chasos. According to Kiva, why would he be patim from covering the animal's blood? Since the chiv of kisui hadam existed even in the midbar, and according to Rabbi Kiva, nechira in the midbar is permitted, so why would this Mishnah say that if a person is neicher an animal, he doesn't have to cover the blood? According to Rabbi Kiva, he should. And the answer is that no, hayel v'itzer itzer, now that it's already usher, so it's usher. In other words, Rabbi Kiva himself had told us before that once the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael, they are not allowed to do nechira to an animal anymore, and this is a Mishnah telling us about the current day halacha, which even Rabbi Kiva agrees to, you're not allowed to do nechira to an animal anymore. And that's what it says, if a person did nechira, he doesn't have to do kisui. Now we flip around the questioning, Bishlam Rabbi Kiva, everything's good according to Rabbi Kiva. The Amar, he says, basar taiva lo yitzer klal, that even in the midbar, there was no problem with eating basar taiva. That's why the pasuk says, ach kasher yachal satzvi v'swayol kein toichlanu. Literally, this means just like the tzvi and the ayol, which are basically types of deers, just like they are eaten, so too you can eat it. Now this pasuk at face value is telling us that just like it was permitted to eat deer in the midbar, so too you're allowed to eat other things as well. And this would fit according to Rabbi Kiva, because he says that basar taiva was mutter in the midbar. El Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, tzvi v'ayol gufei mihavashari, where tzvi and ayol mutter in the midbar. Our understanding of Rabbi Shmuel, up until this point at least, has been that basar taiva is not mutter in the midbar. So what is the pasuk telling us that tzvi and ayol are mutter? Tzvi and ayol were not mutter in the midbar. The answer is no. Ki asar achmano. When does Rabbi Shmuel say that the Torah asers basar taiva in the midbar? Behemah dechazi lakrava. That's only an animal which was able to be brought as a carbon, such as a cow or sheep. So then you're not allowed to eat it just as basar taiva. Aval chaya deloy chazi lakrava. But a wild or non-domesticated animal like a deer, which anyway can't be brought as a carbon, lo asar achmano. The Torah never asered in the first place, and therefore the pasuk makes sense even Shitas Rabbi Shmuel. Now we have a discussion in Shitas Rabbi Kiva by Rabbi Yirmiyahu. Rabbi Yirmiyahu asks as follows: Avery basar nechira shechnisu Yisrael mahu, limbs or pieces of meat from an animal which was pierced. It underwent nechira. It was not shechted. And the Yidden brought this meat with them into Eretz Yisrael. What's the din? Are they still allowed to eat this meat? Because when they had done this in the Midbar, it was permitted. So now, even though they're in Eretz Yisrael, they're allowed to continue eating it, or maybe not. The Gemara further clarifies, Amos, what are we referring to? Elim Rivasibishav Shakavshu, that referring to the 7 years that it took for the Yidden to conquer Eretz Yisrael, that perhaps they were still allowed to eat this basar nechira. Well, why is that even a question? Hashadavar Tomei Yashrilahu, now that we see that even something not kosher, 100% treif, was permitted for them to eat, how do we know this? Because the Pasuk says, Ubatam Lehem Kol Tov, and you're going to find houses full of all good things. The Pasuk continues saying that you're allowed to eat those things that you find in those houses in Eretz Yisrael. And Amar B'Yirma Ba'arba Amar Rav, he says, what's this referring to? Kosle de Chaziri, which is referring to dried chazer, otherwise known as bacon, that was actually permitted to be eaten when they came to Eretz Yisrael and they found that in the houses. So Basar Nechira Baya, do you even have to ask about Basar Nechira? We're talking about kosher meat from a kosher animal, which happened to have been killed by Nechira in the Midbar when it was permitted anyway. Of course it's permitted to eat. The Gemara clarifies, you're right, El Acher Mikan, it must be referring to after that 7 years. If they still somehow had meat that was preserved from 7 years prior in the Midbar, that's the question, are they allowed to eat it? V'Baisim, alternatively, the question could be, Lo'el Meshev Shekoshu. It could be referring to the 7 years that they were conquering it, and still would be a question. Kishri Luhu Shlosh Lav Dikhavim, when was even not kosher food permitted for them? That's only if it spoils from the non-Jews, meaning they went into a non-Jewish house and they found bacon there, so maybe that was permitted. But the Hu Loy Ishri, perhaps their own meat, which came from the Midbar, but it was processed under Nechira and not Shechita, maybe that's not permitted anymore. And the Gemara concludes, Teiku, we're going to have to let it stand and wait for all you know to come and answer it. And I was discussing something we mentioned previously, Amar Rabba, who is supposed to be Amar Rava. Shanis, you had taught, Hakol Shechtin, Ulaylam Shechtin, and we explained this means, Hakol Shechtin is that everything has to be Shechted, even birds, and Ulaylam Shechtin was machlaikas between Rabbi Kiv and Rabbi Shmuel, what that's referring to. But now the main question is, Bakol Shechtin, my Mishanisle, what's Bakol Shechtin coming to tell us? Vichitim, if you want to say, Bein Bitzar, Bein Mishchuchas, Bein Mekrem Shalkana, is telling us that we're allowed to Shecht with any sort of implement. It could even be a sharp rock or a piece of glass or a reed. Well, that can't be because Hadumya Dahan Chetani. This has to be similar to the first two things. We have three things that are mentioned, Hakol Shechtin, Ulaylam Shechtin, and Bakol Shechtin, and they all three referring to the same thing. If the first two things were talking about the thing or the person which is doing the shechita, so fine, this last thing, Bakol Shechtin, could also be referring to the thing which is doing the shechita, so it could technically be talking about Sar Zchuches or Kaneh. However, if the first two things are talking about that which is being shechted, so the last thing also has to be referring to that which is being shechted, and it seems to me that that's actually what the Brice is referring to. Hakol Shechtin is referring to that which is being shechted, animals and birds. Lo'olam Shechtin is referring to the animal which is being shechted. So Bakol Shechtin as well should also be talking about that which is being shechted, not that which is doing the shechita. Elam Rav, rather, Rav says differently. Hakol Shechtin, Chad Lasuy Kusi, Chad Lasuy Yisrael Momer. One is coming to include a Kusi, the other is coming to include Yisrael Momer. They're allowed to shecht. And Lo'olam Shechtin, what's that referring to? Bain Bayim, Bain Balaila, Bain Brosh Agag, Bain Brosh Asfina, both during the day and at night, or at the top of a roof, or on the top of a ship. And Bakol Shechtin, what's that referring to? Bain Bitsar, Bain Mizchuches, Bain Mekrem Yishalkana. So we see that all these are consistent, that we're talking about the one or the thing doing the shechita, not the thing which is being shechted. And then moving on to a totally different discussion, we had said in the Mishnah, Chotmi Mago Katsur Ramgera, except for a harvesting sickle and a saw, those are not allowed to be used for shechita. And the following Gemara is going to be discussing the shechita knife. And as we've already mentioned, Iker, tearing the simonim, passels the shechita. The general idea is that if the knife blade is not smooth and has nicks or dents, grooves, notches, and the like, it will most probably tear the simonim instead of cutting them. So Mark begins by telling us, Avud Shmuel, Pagam Vishadar, Pagam Vishadar. The father of Shmuel, he took a knife, he made a pegima, a notch or a nick in it, and sent it off to Eretz Yisrael, and then did that again another couple times, sending these different notched and nicked knives to Eretz Yisrael, trying to get a response from the Chamim there about what type of nick is permitted and which one is not. And Shalchulei, they sent him as follows, Kimegeiro Shaninu, we were taught that the type of pegima which passels a knife is like a megeiro, like a saw. Now let's take a moment to explain this, because that's going to be the subject of discussion of the majority of Amud Beis. As we just said, a megeiro is a saw. Now a saw has teeth which are usually V-shaped. Now if a shechita knife has a V-shaped indentation or a notch, it's not that there's a V-shaped poke coming out of it, it's really just that it has a notch or indentation in the blade, so then it's possible. And this could be determined in the following way explained by Rashi. But it's first instructive to understand how to check a knife. So even though we're going to be having greater discussion about this on Amud Beis, the standard way that we check a knife is by running a fingernail across the blade. The fingernail is actually very sensitive and will detect even a slight imperfection. So Rashi tells us that when a fingernail is run from the bottom to the top, it gets caught in the pegima, and then when it's run from the top to the bottom, it also gets caught in that pegima. That means that the pegima is V-shaped. It's like a saw. That's because it has two points, which both catch the fingernail no matter which direction it's coming from. That was a little bit of a sneak peek into the Gemara and Amud Beis. is, the Gemara calls this oigeras. And this is opposed to if the knife blade slopes gradually downwards and then rises suddenly, a fingernail will only be caught on that in one direction because it really only has one point. And the Gemara in Amud Beis calls this misuchseches. So bearing that in mind, the Gemara tells us Tanabon, we have a braiso. Yudzainu Beis on top, sakin sheyesh ba pigimas harbe, if a sakin has many pigimas, many notches or nicks or indentations, tiden kimegera, so then we just judge it like a saw, whereas v'sheim ba el pigima achas, but only has one pigima, so then it depends. Oigeras psula, misuchseches ksheira. If it's an oigeras type, so then it's possible, but if it's misuchseches, it's kosher. We further clarify, hechidami oigeras, hechidami misuchseches, what's an oigeras and what's misuchseches? So Rabbi Elazar tells us, oigeras mishtei ruchais. Oigeras means it has a point from both directions, basically a V-shaped indentation or nick or notch, as we just described in Amud Aleph, and misuchseches miroch achas, that means it only has a point coming from one direction. Now the Gemara is going to ask on this, however, we have to have a little bit of introduction. We know already that in order for the shechita to be kosher, both simanim have to be cut, that's the kana and the veshet, the trachea and the esophagus. Now in order to cut those simanim, one has to first cut through a number of layers. There's the outer skin of the animal, and then there's flesh underneath it, and maybe some fat, and only then the person gets the simanim. So bearing that in mind, the Gemara asks as follows, Maishlam shtei ruchais, why is it indifferent that shechita with a knife that has a pigima, which has this point on two edges, namely the V-shaped or the oiger type, and the reason why that would be a problem is the Murshe Kama Machlish, the first point of the nick is going to weaken, meaning that's going to cut through the first layer, and then Umurshe Basra Baza, the next point, the next part of the nick, is going to tear the simanim, because by that time, the sharpness of the knife already has reached the simanim. Well, Miruach Achas Nami, we have the same problem, even if there's only one sharp end of the nick. Why is that? Because Churfa Desakina Machlish, the smooth sharpness of the knife, that's going to cut the outer layer, and then Murshe Baza, the point of the nick, that's going to end up tearing the simanim as well. So there should be no difference in these types of pegimas. Both of them should pasul the shechita. In other words, the bottom line is, by the time the knife gets to the actual simanim, the sharp part of the nick is going to end up tearing them and not cutting them. So my answer is the Kaimar Rishita Sakina. We're talking about where the nick is at the tip of the knife, and that way the shechita is able to be performed without the nick causing any problems. As Gemara Soif Soif, at the end of the day, ki azla machlasha, when he runs the knife in one direction, so that's going to cut through the upper layer, and then ki asa, when he brings the knife in the other direction, baza, now he's going to be at the nick, and it's going to end up tearing the simanim. And the Gemara answers, kigoin shahaylich v'lei hevi, we're talking about a situation where he only extended the knife out, and he didn't bring it back towards himself. In other words, the only way the shechita with a knife that has a begima, which is misuchseches, it only has one sharp point to it, would be kosher, as if it's located at the very tip of the knife, and the way he shechts is by extending the knife away from him, completely cutting through the skin and the fat and the simanim of the animal and not bringing it back towards himself. Because once he brings it back towards himself, then he runs the risk of the nick tearing the simanim. And we continue discussing this. Amrav Rava tells us, Gimel Midas Besakin, there's three different distinctions in a knife. A geres, if it has this V-shaped nick in it, lo yishchot l'chatchilu, one's allowed to shecht with it, and vim shachat, even if one did shecht with it, shechita zei psula, even bidyavet, it's possible. Now misuchseches, if it has this type of nick in it, lo yishchot ba l'chatchilu, l'chatchilu don't use it, however vim shachat, if he did shecht with it, shechita zei ksheira, shechita zei kosher. Lastly, olav yard besakin, if there's an up and down in the knife, which means there isn't an actual pegima, it's not like a V-shaped nick or indentation, it's really just like a little bit of a curved indentation, and that would be because there used to be a nick, and then he filed it down until it was smooth and round, so then, shech b'l'chatchila, he could shech with that l'chatchila, no problem. Now, Amar Leir Funa B'Rav Nechami L'Ravashi, Amar Tlam Shmei D'Rava, you told us the name of Rava, Misuchseches Psula, that Misuchseches is possible. The problem is, V'ham Misuchseches Ksheira, we saw before that Rava said Misuchseches is kosher. How do we understand this? The answer is like Kasha no Stira, Kan Shailach V'Hevi, Kan Shailach V'Lehevi. When we say B'Shem Rava, the Misuchseches is possible, that's talking about where he did a back and forth motion. Like we explained before, it's problematic, as opposed to if he just did one motion and not back and forth. So then it is kosher, again, as we said before. And Omer Rav Acha, Berid Rav Avi, L'Ravashi, Dami L'Sasa, Mai. Let's say the knife is like a sasa. This is basically the top part of a stalk of grain, which is very bumpy. Let's say the knife is very sharp, it just has a number of bumps in it. Is one allowed to shech with that? Omer Rav, he told him, Man Yevlon B'Sir V'Chlinon, who would give us from its meat and we'll eat it. In other words, no problem. If you shech with such a knife, I'll eat it 100% okay. And we continue discussing the knife. Omer Rav Chizki tells us, Minayin L'Bdika Sakin Min HaTaira. How do we know Min HaTaira that the shechita knife needs to be checked before shechita? The answer is, because the pasuk says, "Ushchatetem bazeh v'chaltem," you shall shech with this and eat. This is referring to when Shaul HaMelech was telling the Yidden to shech the animals and eat them. And since he uses the lashon of bazeh with this, it's mashma that he handed them a knife, which we're assuming he checked beforehand, and he's telling them now shecht with it. So we see the knife has to be checked before shechita. Ask more pshita; it's obvious. Why would you even have a question about whether or not it has to be checked? Kimi techinakav treifa. Since if the knife has a nick in it, it's going to make the animal a treifa. Well, by bedika, of course it needs to be checked beforehand. The Gemara answers, "L'chacham kamrinon." We're asking, how do we know it needs to be checked specifically by a chacham, and it's not sufficient just for the sheikhet to check, it has to be checked by a chacham as well, and that's what the pasuk's telling. telling us. Ask the Gemara. Va'amar Rabbi Yochanan said, Loi Amru Lahar Sakan L'Chacham El Bnei Kvaydish L'Chacham. They only said that you have to show the Shechita knife to the Chacham is because of the Kavod of the Chacham. He's the most Chashav person in town. He's the biggest Chacham. This was usually the Rav, and so it's just to show him Kavod, but not that it has to be checked. The Gemara answers, you're right. Midrabanon, the Shechiv to show the Shechita knife to the Chacham is only Midrabanon. Ukras Machta Ba'almahu. This pasuk that we just quoted, Ushchatem Bazev Al Chaltem, that's just a smach, and it's not showing us a source in the Torah. The Gemara continues, now discussing different ways to check the Shechita knife to see if it has a pegima in it. So Marava in the West, which is referring to Eretz Yisrael, Badkila B'Shemsha, they would check it in the sun, which means they would either hold it up to the sun, and that way they could see if it had a nick or notch in it. Another way is they would place it close to the ground, and the shadow made by the sun would be analyzed very closely to see if it had any nicks in it. Now Benarda, in this place, Badkula B'Maya, they would check in water. Either they would run the blade across the top of water, and if there was a pegima, so that would catch on the water and create a different ripple than the rest of the blade, and then they would know that. Another way was by dropping a little drop of water at the top of the blade, having it run down it. If there's a pegima, so it's going to get caught on that pegima and fall down, as opposed to running down the entire blade. Whereas Rav Sheshes, Badaglub Reish Lishnei, Rav Sheshes, he would check it at the tip of his tongue. He would run the blade across his tongue, and Rav Acham Bar Yaakov, Badaglub Chota Sara, Rav Acham Bar Yaakov, he would check it with a hair, namely, he would run a hair down the blade, and if there was a nick in it, it would get caught. And Basura Amri, in Surah they said, the Bisra Achla, Bisra Labadka, that since it consumes flesh, meaning since the knife is meant to cut flesh, that's how one is supposed to check it, meaning he's supposed to check it against his flesh, against his skin. Now, Rav Papa tells us, Tzricha Bedika, Abisra Ve'atofra. The Shechita knife needs to be checked against a person's flesh and on his nail. And Amr Levina Ravashi, Ravina told Ravashi, Amr Lon Rav Sama Bered Rav Masharshia, Mashimcha, Rav Sama Bered Rav Masharshia told us in your name, the Amr Tlei Mishmei the Rava, that you told him in the name of Rava, Tzricha Bedika, Abisra Ve'atofra, Ve'atlas Ruchasa, that needs checking not only on a person's flesh and on his fingernail, but also on the three sides of the knife. You can't just check the tip of the blade, you also have to check the sides of it that they don't have a begima. So Amr Lehi told him, Abisra Vatofra Amri, Vatlas Ruchasa Loy Amri. It was only said that it has to be checked on the flesh and on the fingernail, but not on the sides of the knife. Whereas Ikad Amri, some say this Rav Ashi had said, Abisra Vatofra Vatlas Ruchasa Amri. You're right, I did say it has to be checked on the flesh and on the fingernail and on all three sides. However, Mishmei de Rava Loy Amri, I did not say this in the name of Rava. We continue discussing, Ravina Rav Acha Bere de Rava, Havu Yasu Kamed Rav Ashi, they were sitting in front of Rav Ashi, and Isu Sakal Kamed Rav Ashi Lubatka, a knife was brought in front of Rav Ashi to check, and Amr Lei de Rav Acha Bered Rava, he told Rav Acha Bered Rava, Bitka, you check it. And Batka Tufra Vabesra Vatlas Ruchasa, he checked it with his fingernail and with his flesh and on all three sides, and Amr Lei Rav Ashi told him, Yasher, great job. Vechina Rav Kahana, that's Rav Kahana said to do as well. However, says the Gemara of Yemi, Amr Rav Yemi tells us, Atufra Vabesra Tzricha, Atlas Ruchasa, Loi Tzricha. A Shechita knife only needs to be checked with the fingernail and with the flesh, but not on all three sides. And why would that be? Because Miloy Amar Reb Zeir Amar Shmuel, didn't Reb Zeir say B'Shem Shmuel, and we already had this earlier, Libein Sakin, that if a person made a knife red hot, V'shachat Ba, Nishachter with it, Shechitasek Sheh, Shechitas Kasher, Shechidudah Kadm Libuna, because the sharpness cuts the animal before the heat burns it, and V'kashalon, we had a kash on this, Ha'ikot Zdadin, what about the sides? The sides of the knife are burning hot, and as the knife cuts the animal, so the sides touch the animal and burn it, making it a trefa before the knife fully cuts it. And Vamrina, we had answer to that, it's not a problem. Beis HaShechita Mirvach Ravach, that the place of the Shechita expands, it spreads apart, that as the knife is cutting it, the two ends of the simonim pull away from each other automatically, and therefore it's only the sharpness which is cutting it, and the hot sides don't touch the animal at all. As Ohachanami, so Tovir says Reimar, Beis HaShechita Mirvach Ravach, as it's being cut, the area of the Shechita expands, it opens up, pulls away, and the sides of the knife are not going to be touching it. Therefore, even if there is a pegima on the side of the knife, that's not a problem, that's not going to pass the Shechita. Now the Gemara gets into a general discussion about nicks or notches in something. Amar Huna Barav Katina, Amar Shem Ben Lakish, Shalish Pegimas Hain, there's three different dinim regarding Pegimas. Pegimas Etzem BePesach, Pegimas Oizen BeBachar, Pegimas Mom BeKadshim. We know there's an Isser Min HaTaira that one is not allowed to break the bone of a Karban Pesach. What's considered breaking a bone? So that's what we just said over here. Pegimas Etzem, even just a little bit of a nick or notch in the bone is considered breaking it. The next thing is referring to a Bechar. We know a firstborn animal has to be given to a Kain that's brought as a Karban. However, if it has a Mom, then it's not a Karban. What's considered a Mom? So that's what we just said now. Pegimas Oizen. Even if there's just a little bit of a nick in the ear, that's a Mom. And lastly, in regards to Kachim as a whole, in regards to different Karbanos, there are certain nicks or notches that can be considered a Mom on them. Now, Rav Chizda says, Af Pegimas Sakin, also the beam of a knife used for Shechita, that would be a problem. Ask the Gemara of Idach, what about the other one? What about Rish Lakish? Why didn't he say Pegimas Sakin? We've been discussing this entire time, and everyone would agree to that if the Shechita knife has a Pegima, it's possible. So why didn't Rish Lakish say that? The answer is, Bechulin, like Kamairi. He wasn't discussing Bechulin. He was discussing Kachim. Kodshim. Pesach, Bechar, and Kodshim are all Kodshim. And we're not discussing Chulin, that's why he didn't mention it. Now we further discuss these Pegimas, Vekulon, in regards to all of these that we say, the Pegima Pasols, how big is that Pegima? Pegimasan, Kidei Pegimas HaMizbeach, their Pegima, the Pasol, is the same size that a Pegima on the Mizbeach is going to be. We know the Mizbeach has to be Shalim, it has to be whole, and there's not going to be any Pegimas on it at all. If there's a Pegima, it's Pasol, and so whatever Pegima Pasols the Mizbeach, that's going to Pasol these things. So Gemara Yud Chasam Ralph on the top asks, Vekam Pegimas HaMizbeach, how much is the Pegima of the Mizbeach which is going to Pasol? The answer is Kidei Shetachkar Batzi Pyrin, enough that a fingernail is going to be caught in it. If you run your fingernail across and it gets stopped by that Pegima, that's a Pasol. However, ask the Gemara, how could this be? Meisvei, we have a brass that says, Vekam Pegimas HaMizbeach, how much is the Pegima that's going to Pasol the Mizbeach? Rosh Mirchai Omer, he tells us, Tefach. A full Tefach has to be missing from the Mizbeach to Pasol it. Whereas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, he says, Kizayas, which is much smaller than a Tefach, but still, it's quite large in comparison to a tiny little nick that's going to stop a fingernail if it's run across it. So how do we explain this? The answer is, like Kasha, no problem. Habasida, Habaavna. One's talking about the Sid of the Mizbeach, the other's talking about a stone in the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach had two parts to it. It was stones connected by Sid, which is lime. It's like a plaster of sorts that held them together and also made it nice and smooth on the outside. And so there's actually two different types of begimus which are going to pasol. The Sid of the Mizbeach, if that's missing either a Tefach or a Kizayis, so then it's pasol. It's specifically in regards to the stones of the Mizbeach. Those have to be perfectly smooth. And if there's a begima that's even so small that it's going to be caught by a fingernail on one of the stones, that's going to pasol. And that's what we're referring to when we say, like the begima of the Mizbeach. Again, referring to the stones, not the Sid. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss checking the Shechita knife. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.